Texte numéro 112. The State of the American Dream. Many Americans worry that grassroots political movements are powerless to overcome entrenched interests, whether those interests are self-serving politicians, large employers, or dominant social media platforms. For most Americans, progress has slowed to a crawl in recent decades. Income and wealth inequality have both soared. The top 1% have pulled away from everyone else, while working-class Americans often struggle to afford the best health care and homes in good school districts. The clearest sign of our problem is that in 1980, the US had a typical life expectancy for an affluent country. Today, we have the lowest such life expectancy, worse than those of Britain, France, Germany, Canada, or Japan, as well as some less rich countries like Chile. The main reason is the stagnation of life expectancy for working-class people. For nearly 50 years, our economy has failed to deliver on the basic promise of the American dream, that living standards meaningfully improve over time for most citizens. These themes shape many parts of American life, including our polarized politics and angry national dialogue. In short, the American political system helped create today's problems, and only the American political system can solve them. In the 1920s and 30s, the country had a highly unequal economy and a Supreme Court that rejected most policies to reduce inequality. But activists used the tools of democracy to create mass prosperity. They built a labour movement that remade federal policy to put workers and corporations on a more equal footing. The rise of the labour movement led to incomes rising even more rapidly for the poor and middle class than for the rich, and to the white-black wage gap shrinking. The role of labour unions was unparalleled in combating inequality. There are plenty of other examples of grassroots movements remaking American life, such as the civil rights and women's movements of the 1960s and the marriage equality movement of the 2000s. Other examples come from the political right. In the 50s and 60s, a group of conservatives, including Milton Friedman, began trying to sell the country on the virtues of a low-tax, light-regulation economy. President Ronald Reagan embraced their ideas and moved the US closer to the laissez-faire ideal than almost any other country. The conservatives who sold this vision promised it would lead to a new prosperity for all. They were wrong. Since 1980, the US has become a grim outlier on many indicators of human well-being. The US doesn't have a broadly prosperous economy because the country has no mass movement organized around the goal of lifting living standards for the middle class and the poor. Adapted from New York Times, October 2023.